At 7 p.m., the International Fountain was putting on a show of lights, water, and music. People were smoking from pipes and even big glass bongs.
I'm Eric.
Why are you here?
Because we're celebrating some freedom tonight. I'm out here with my community.
Some came because it just sounded like fun when they heard about it on Facebook. Seattle police knew about the gathering, but they're more likely to give a parking ticket than a ticket for smoking marijuana in public. The official word to all 1,300 Seattle officers is, if you see someone consuming pot in public, give a verbal warning only. Seattle Police Sergeant Sean Whitcomb says 9 years ago, city voters said marijuana is the lowest priority for enforcement.
So this idea that, okay, now you can start writing people tickets. Really? Why would you expect us to go out and aggressively write people tickets for public marijuana use? When A, it's not been a priority for us in the past.
And B, people are still learning the limits of the new law. If officers encounter someone smoking pot outside a building or in a park, that's similar to cigarette smoking or drinking a beer where it's not allowed. Outside the city limits, it's a mishmash. Some agencies might follow Seattle's lead and ignore public consumption because some judges and prosecutors disagree about what type of infraction it should be if someone's consuming marijuana in public and what's the fine. They want more time for police training and public education before they start writing tickets. Other agencies, including the King County Sheriff's Office and Tacoma Police, say it's up to each deputy to use discretion, just like they do for writing speeding tickets. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.